for the latest happenings on the diamond.
With the team here the last couple days, Eric Haas had a big weekend, and pitchers love throwing to him. I mean, he's a great, great teammate.
To all the insight and expertise on things outside the ballpark.
Some of these deals, and of course the way that the wild card picture is right now, if the narrative is that there might be teams that are both buying and selling.
We only turn to one person. Batter up. It's Sophia Minert on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. From unwanted furniture to full-service residential and commercial cleanouts, go to twomeninajunktruck.com to book your free, no-obligation, same-day estimate.
This conversation with Sophia Minert and all of our coverage on 94.5 ESPN as part of the Hunt for Brew October is sponsored by Delta Dental. Sophia, talk me off the ledge here. Very frustrated about the way the game went down yesterday. Thought the Brewers had, I think they have the better team. I thought they were in the better position with the Mets coming off that doubleheader that they played the day before. And yet here we are facing a one-game deficit in a best-of-three series. Give me something to be optimistic about today when the two teams take the diamond.
Yeah, I think yesterday was just, Reese Hoskins put it best. It was just very uncharacteristic. Because the two things that were their calling cards all season long with their defense and their bullpen, which was the best in the National League, were ultimately kind of what let them down there in the fifth inning with the five runs scored. And they just weren't able to respond after that, offensively, and just couldn't really get anything going to get themselves back into the game. So, in terms of what that means for today, like, you've got Frankie Montas on the mound, who pitched well against them Friday night when the Mets were here over the weekend. You trust him. I think he's been pitching a lot better here in September. And then I think the bullpen, even though how things went yesterday, they're still fully loaded. And I think, like, you can't underestimate what Aaron Civale did covering the last three innings of that game. They didn't have to go to anyone else. He was pretty effective. Put up zeros. Ashby was not his best outing. He wasn't very effective, didn't get an out, but it was only 18 pitches for him. Yoel Piamps, same thing. It was 14 pitches for him. Everyone else is a full go. So, you know, you're obviously going to manage aggressively tonight, and you've got your bullpen fresh and ready to go.
What was the atmosphere in the clubhouse? I mean, it's a tough loss, but you still have another game the following day. What was the mood? What was the atmosphere in the clubhouse?
Yeah, obviously, you know, it's quiet. There was a lot of frustration. They're also processing things, and I think they felt the same way as probably what fans are feeling, what Jen is feeling, and vocalizing. It's like you feel like you let one get away, right? I think with how the game started, Freddie Peralta had a good first inning. You jump out to a lead. There was some heads-up base running. The Mets come back and answer right away, but then Jackson, comes up with a huge hit to tie the game again. It was like, it just felt like the start of the game was as good as you could have asked for this team. So, and then ultimately it's like when the things that you're so good at let you down, that's frustrating. That's disappointing. So, look, they've done a great job of responding to things all season long, so I wouldn't expect anything else from them tonight.
Sophia, were you as surprised as we were about the jawing from Jesse Winker and Willie Adames kind of talking back to him? Adam McAlvey put a great tweet out there, which was like, I've been covering this a long time. I've never seen Willie Adames jaw with anybody, which makes us believe that, obviously
right.
We saw Winker was the instigator there. Were you surprised by that interaction?
Right. I was. However, like Friday night when the Mets were in town, Winker got hit by a pitch by Frankie Montas, actually. And Winker, kind of like looked at the Brewers dugout. Maybe he thought it was intentional. I don't know. I don't know why they would have any reason to hit Jesse Winker. So I don't know if it was anything lingering from that, especially to go at Willie Adames. Normally we see Willie Adames chit-chatting with the opposing team, the umpires, fans in the stands. You don't see him heated like that, but obviously Willie is a competitor. And even Willie last night after the game said, like, I'm not going to back down. If you start chirping or coming at me or whatever Jesse was saying to him. So, of course, Willie's going to respond to that. And And also, I think Willie was trying to diffuse the situation of just saying, like, hey, you know, you kind of saw him put his finger up, like, hey, just knock it off. Because we're still in the middle of the inning, by the way. So there shouldn't be anything, you know, hanging over. I would hope not tonight. I mean, it's a postseason game. It's an elimination game. You can't afford to have anything happen. But, yeah, it was definitely surprising to see that so early in the game, too, because that all happened in the second inning.
What I know Freddie, I heard the sound from Freddie. He was disappointed that he was taken out after four innings. Was there any confusion from anybody else, of shock from anybody else, that Freddie was taken out after only four?
Well, I think it's easy in hindsight, right, to say, like, well, you should have left him in earlier because the move to the bullpen didn't work. But I thought, you know, this is something that Murph has been really consistent on, right, is win tonight. And in the postseason, you're going to manage aggressively to try to win the game. And they were concerned at that point about, you know, Freddie was at 68 pitches, and if you think he's got 20 or so left, that's going to get him to Francisco Lindor in the top of the Mets lineup and navigating that through a third time. And, you know, then it turns into some concern of what if he gets into some trouble or the game there, and then you're on the other side of it of, well, you left him in too late. And again, he had his reasons. He likes the matchup with the Yoel Piamps, who'd been really good over the last month. Again, this bullpen has been the best in the National League. You trust your defense always, and ultimately, it just didn't work out. You know, Piamps didn't cover first base. Aaron Ashby wasn't able to report an out, which was very uncharacteristic of him. So, you know, I think Freddie was obviously disappointed. He's a competitor. He wants to be out there. He was pitching well, to his credit. He had retired the last nine Mets batters. I think when decisions don't work out like that, of course, you're disappointed and you can question. But the thing about Murph that I think everyone respects is he has his reasons, and he sticks to them.
Sophia Minard hanging out with us here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy as we talk about the Brewers taking on the Mets again this evening. The guys were telling me that they feel really good about the Brewers winning tonight's game. Do you feel equally good? You feel good about this, you know, game going to three and the season not ending this evening?
I do. I really do. Because, again, I think you trust Frankie, and just, you know, they're going to manage aggressively. Like, you just have to in an elimination game. So any sign of trouble, you're going to go to that bullpen. I mean, it sounds obvious, right? But I do think that this is a team that, like, just like last night, they put together a good first inning, and it was small ball, and it was good base running, and using their speed, you know, to take an early lead. It's like, if they can grab an early lead, that obviously changes your bullpen decisions and how Pat Murphy manages this game. So I'm confident in them. They've done a great job of responding challenges, and, you know, Reese Hoskins put it pretty simply last night. He was like, we have to win two games, and we did that a lot over the course of this season, right? So they won 30 series over the regular season. They've got to win another one. So you've got to win tonight, you got to win tomorrow. And I think, you know, they've done a good job of just flushing things and moving on to the next day.
How cool was it, though? I mean, I was super excited for Jackson Chourio. I know he misplayed the ball and left as part of the fateful, you know, fifth inning,
yeah.
But to see him get off to the start, because he's 20 years old. If the moment became too big for him at 20, it would stink, but it would, you know, it'd be understandable. But he stepped up. I mean, he had the hit right away, had the hit, as you mentioned, to tie it up, robbed a home run. I mean, it was a pretty good debut for Jackson.
I thought it was a great debut. I totally agree with you. And look, I think, like, this was what I was hoping to see, because Jackson is just, I said this earlier on MLB Network Radio, like, he's a show pony, right? Like, he loves big games. He loves big moments. He is not afraid of the big moment. I think he's extremely confident in his abilities. And obviously with the second half that he put together, there's a lot of reasons for him to be confident. And I don't mean that in that he's like an arrogant player, because that's not who he is at all. But there is like a really strong inner confidence and a belief that he has in what he can do. And I thought he met the moment last night. I really do. Putting together a multi-hit game, the game-tying double, that great catch up against the wall with Starling Marte. That's a leadoff double right there to start the inning. Obviously misplayed the next one on Tyrone Taylor, which is tough. That's a catch you feel like he makes a lot. But, I mean, you think about, like, that's a tough play for any left fielder to make, and that's a play that he probably doesn't make in the first half. So, again, I think, you know, now he can kind of settle in. If he had any nerves yesterday, he really didn't show it. Even before the game, he was the same Jackson that we've seen every day. So, yeah, I think there's a lot to like from what Jackson showed you in that first game, and hopefully that continues here tonight. And with Sean Manaea on the mound, you'd expect him. He'll probably be in the leadoff spot.
Gabe will be at the game this evening. Sophia Minert will be at the ballpark as well. Sophia, thanks for hanging out with us, and we will keep the good times rolling. Keep the good vibes. Keep positive.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's hope that we're chatting next week, right, when they're hosting the NLDS against Philadelphia Phillies.
Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
I'll let Gabe handle the confidence wagon right now. That's Sophia Minert. She joins us each and every week during the Major League Baseball season. Football season is back, and I am excited to be back on campus with Celsius Energy Drink, which fuels my active lifestyle with their game day energy. Drink Celsius like me and college football stars Travis Hunter, Jalen Milroe, Dylan Gabriel, and more. 27 refreshing flavors. Stay active and energized all game day long with Celsius by your side. Celsius, live fit.